Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Eyes turning to Afghanistan here as the hours count down before the official end of operations of the United States there. Joining us right now is the 8th Congressional Representative here from Illinois, Congressman Raja Krishnamoorthy. Thanks for hopping on with us, Congressman.
Hey, John.
What's the latest that you know of in terms of numbers of Americans left and as we count down the hours here?
Well, according to published reports, there are a couple hundred Americans left who want to get out. I think that most American citizens have been evacuated who wanted to leave. And now, you know, our brave men and women who have been guarding the airport and serving in Afghanistan are leaving along with their equipment. And so things are getting wound up in that regard.
I know you've been somewhat critical of the entire process. I mean, a lot of people have, of course. We haven't had a chance to have you on since after what happened on Thursday morning with the 13 U.S. service members dying. Obviously, that was the paramount concern over the weekend. Did that change any of your thoughts or feelings and how things are going, have gone, will go?
Yes and no. I think that on the one hand, you know, our hearts just go out to the families of the fallen, those brave men and women who died along with their comrades who are serving at the airport currently, and the 15 wounded represent the finest our nation could possibly have on this mission. And they've actually performed an admirable mission, John. They've evacuated 117,000 people in 2 weeks, which is one of the biggest airlifts that I know of. Mm-hmm. With regard to those who perpetrated this horrible attack, ISIS, we should hold them to account. We should neutralize them and eliminate them. So I was glad to see that the president is going after them, and it looks like there's some cooperation with the Taliban in that regard. You know, there's going to be time. Certainly, we have to utilize time to look at what went wrong in the withdrawal. And I still believe that, you know, we're going to have to do that and exercise oversight. But right now, today and tomorrow, I'm just laser focused on, you know, making sure our people and our men and women in uniform get out of there.
There's not like bipartisan support for much of anything, it seems like, these days, but there is a lot of support right now for especially the Afghans who helped the United States during this 20-year war in many different capacities, helping make sure that they can resettle here in the United States safely. The process for doing that is insane, to get that approval, even the folks that make it out of the country. What can we do here in the coming weeks to, I don't know, speed it up, make that easier, and make sure that we give a solid home to people that helped our country through a war?
Well, I think that the most important thing is that they are being processed in third countries where they can at least escape harm for the time being, even as we process their applications. It turns out probably the biggest and most complicated step in this vetting process is, you know, basically making sure that they're not a security risk. The ironic thing is that many of these people were vetted in the first instance to even be employed by the U.S. government to help our troops and generals and others, you know, with translation and interpretation services. And oftentimes they went out on missions with our men and women in uniform. So it's a little bit of a involved process, especially conducted by the National Counterterrorism Center and the Department of Homeland Security. I hope they can expedite that a little bit, John. But even so, I'm glad to see that they are starting to arrive in the U.S., and I predict they'll be some of the finest additions to the American mosaic that we know.
I you know, been hearing from so many congressmen, senators, criticizing the administration. And look, there's certainly a place for that. That's got to be part of the discussion and the oversight moving forward. But saying things that I didn't hear them say before what has happened in the last 2 weeks, where was the chorus of outcry over the last 2 years as this withdrawal has been a long process? Is it just something that there has been outcry and we just haven't been listening? We haven't been paying enough attention to it? Or do you think that some of your colleagues are taking advantage of a terrible situation to draw political lines?
I'm shocked. There's
right.
politics here.
Right.
You know, I think that certainly some serious folks on both sides have been kind of questioning different aspects of this process over the past year. But for those who are just now coming out and basically criticizing the withdrawal of all of our troops out of Afghanistan, and they were completely mute when President Trump, you know, negotiated the initial withdrawal agreement, I think is pure politics, and that's just, you know, a cynical move on their part. I still think that there will have to be a time for exercising oversight, especially with regard to the withdrawal of these special immigrant visa folks, whom we knew about for months and months, along with citizens that we needed to evacuate from Afghanistan. But again, I think right now, in light of the deteriorating security conditions, I'm just really focused on the safety of getting our troops out and their equipment at the earliest.
What are you hearing about what happens next? Because a lot of people are concerned that there are still some Americans that will be there. And we've heard from the administration that, oh, well, yeah, we'll still continue to work to get them out. People are wondering what that looks like, as if it's, you know, going to be easy to negotiate with the Taliban if there's not actual boots on the ground. Are you concerned about what happens in the days immediately after with the withdrawal?
I am concerned, and this is one of those biggest, big unanswered questions right now. In the weeks leading up to this withdrawal, it appears that the Taliban has been cooperating with our forces in various regards. 100 nations basically came together and, I guess, jointly issued a statement to the Taliban saying, you know, we expect to hold you to your assurances that you will allow our people to continue to leave, as well as others who've received permission to go abroad. But all that being said, you know, I'm much more focused on their actions than their words, because the Taliban has been known to, you know, take vengeance against those who opposed them in the past. And that's been my concern all along with regard to these special immigrant visa applicants. Many of them, you know, went on missions with our forces. They are known by their neighbors and others as having cooperated with us. It's not too difficult to identify them, and so we have to do everything to continue to get them out.
Do you have doubts about President Biden and his administration's ability to handle foreign policy after this?
I think that they are generally sure-footed, and I think that they will come out of this with a lot of lessons learned. I think that certainly this was not a picture of an orderly withdrawal that we wanted to see. But overall, I think the decision to withdraw troops out of Afghanistan is a sound one. I think that's what the vast majority of the American people want. After 2,000 dead U.S. Armed Forces members, after $2 trillion in 20 years, I think people want out. And I think that overall decision is the right one.
I know politics isn't what we're talking about now, but do you worry that this hampers President Biden's domestic agenda, or is that a topic for another day?
I don't know. I think that people compartmentalize a lot, and I think that they want to see you know, elements of his domestic agenda go through, and that's what they pay people like me to work on as well. And so we're just going to have to deal with those as separate items, even at the same time that we, you know, exercise oversight with regard to the military operation. But let me just underscore one thing, which is so important, which is those men and women at the airport, as well as who served, performed admirably. None of this was their fault in any way, shape, or form, and we have to stand with them and their families, and we have to admire their work in the last couple of weeks, getting 117,000-plus people out of Afghanistan, and that will go down as a great accomplishment on their part.
Congressman, thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
Yes, sir.